Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Tigers go for the sweep this afternoon.
Yeah.
At 1:10, Ron Gardenhier, the Tiger manager, joining us now to talk about yesterday's game, that game, and everything else on the Troy Laser Hotline. Ron, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are we doing, guys?
We're great. And I'm sure you're doing well after yesterday's game. That was kind of a slow game for the first six innings, and then you guys went on steroids for the last three innings. Unbelievable back and forth.
Good pitching to do that, though.
Yeah, no, it was definitely good pitching. I'm wondering how sweet that game was, because when Hicks goes deep, you figure, okay, what a dramatic win. And then obviously Shane got touched up for the homer in the top of the ninth. So in a way, you almost had two dramatic wins, because you probably thought you had it in the eighth and then you got it in the ninth.
Well, you know, it's baseball, and things like that are going to happen. It was a big one by Hicksy, obviously, to get a lead, and we needed a big home run. That was a big pick-me-up, and everybody's pretty fired up. And you get your closer in there, and normally it's lights out, and you know what? That kid put a swing on a ball. It was actually, the pitch looked like it was going way down and in, and he just hit a golf shot. I don't think that guy's a home run hitter, but
no.
That's the greatest thing about the game, is that you just never know what's going to happen. So we rebounded from that, and Machado picked us up, and there you have it. We got to celebrate.
And the bullpen had been pretty damn good most of the season up until yesterday. And, I was sitting there going, why isn't he putting him in as in? He was obviously unavailable. That's just a hiccup from Verhagen and those guys yesterday?
Well, yeah. You know what? I think probably the roughest one was Stumper. He had all the numbers against in that situation, even though it was right-handers. His numbers were good as far as, analytically, the chance to get him out. We had had a lefty starter and done well, and we knew that without Hemi in there, we're not going to be able to use him. We knew this was our next best choice, and unfortunately, the first guy got 0-2 on him, and then he couldn't put him away. He didn't bounce the ball, and the guy ended up hitting a double, and there you have it. Kind of put us in a little bit of a jam. Verhagen came in and did the best he could and kind of got out of it. But like I said, we rebounded really nicely, and you come back and get a win, and that's a big thing.
You mentioned left-handers. Matthew Boyd, three starts. He's been terrific. His whip is like 0.65 or something. How realistic is it for him to be able to continue what he's been doing? Obviously not every game, but he's been great.
Well, we sure like him. I like the ways I think if you watch him, he's actually waiting for the hitters to get in the box. And I know he used to be a little slow worker and all those things, and I think he enjoys this. He's not giving really a hitter time to think about it. He's waiting on them when they get in the box, and he's throwing quality pitches, quality strikes. He's able to pitch with his breaking ball behind. When he gets behind in the count, he can flip one over, and they just can't set on any one thing. So that's the biggest part of pitching is, kind of screwing up the hitter, and that's what he's doing right now.
We're talking to Ron Gardenhier, the Tiger manager here on the Troy Laser Hotline. And Ron, Stoney and I know from talking to baseball people over the years and even talking to you that the stock answer here is going to be it's the same for both teams. We've got to deal with the conditions, and we understand that. So, but beyond that, what you guys have dealt with here in the first 3 weeks, by our count, you've had six postponements. You've had the game time change yesterday. It has been hard to find a rhythm, I would think, for you and for the team. And I'm wondering how that's affected your decisions as a manager, the lineup you put out there, because most managers say, especially in the first couple of weeks, you want to get guys some at-bats, you want to get guys going, you don't want to have that 25th guy on your roster not hit for a while. So how much has it affected your kind of day-in, day-out game planning with your lineup?
Well, just the first part of that, just getting on the field. We actually took batting practice on the field. That's like the second time in 2 weeks that we've actually got to get out on the field and take batting practice and hit ground balls to the guys. And you need that. I mean, that's your routine that we're used to, and now we're hitting in the cage every day because it's been so stinking cold out. So that's a big part of it, and it's funny you're talking about that. I'm sitting here looking, over my charts here, and Reyes hasn't got at-bats in really 8 days. So, and we knew this was going to be a part of it. He's the Rule 5 kid, and we're trying to, get him in as many as we can. We have a doubleheader tomorrow. I know we'll play tomorrow. My debate was how am I going to, get this kid more at-bats, and doubleheaders are going to help. We got plenty of those. So, so you know what? That's the tricky part of trying to do a lineup and also keep consistency, because even our starting guys, they haven't had enough at bats. I mean, they've been setting too. So it's a really tough situation with all this weather, I can tell you that.
Have you been contacted by Meyer to be a spokesman for them yet?
That's pretty funny how that all went flying out there all of a sudden. So that, you know what, you like you said, you get around the town, you start seeing different places and going around the areas where we live, and all of a sudden Joe Vavra, one of my coaches, saw this story. He had been there, so we went there, and it was a blast. We was walking around there looking all over the place. I'm going, holy cow, this is entertaining.
Yeah, it's like I was saying yesterday after we heard you talk about it, that the first time I ever went into one, I couldn't believe it, because you could buy a gun, like a lawn chair, a bottle of vodka, and some chewing gum.
That's exactly right. Everything you need is pretty much in the store. So I enjoyed it. I just, you know, we've always liked to do stuff like that. And Carol, my wife, of course, just another place for her to spend money, which is great.
Hey, Ron, I know you've been asked about this, but Sony and I haven't a chance to ask you about it. Do you have, as a guy who's been around the game as long as you have, any thoughts on this crazy weather? I mean, do you think Major League Baseball will look at this, should look at this? Maybe, you know, Miami and Florida and San Diego and Arizona host the first week of games or week and a half of games? Or do you just chalk this up to you've seen it all in baseball and you're seeing the craziest April ever, and then next April will be back to kind of relative normal and we'll just play ball?
Well, it's got to be an eye-opener for them. But you know what, I on the back side of it, we're trying to get baseball not to go so deep into, you know, October, maybe, you know, in almost November. I think that's the thinking why we started a little earlier. But the flip side of that is what we've got this year because of the weather. And this has been unusual, but still, it is this time of year when you can get that. So there's a lot of thinking that's going to go on, and I'm sure this has been an eye-opener for MLB.
Would you recommend, I know Anthony Rizzo, the Cubs, talked about, yeah, I'll take a pay cut. We got to shorten the season, whether it's 154, which it used to be, or even do something drastic like 144. If Ron Gardenhire took over for Rob Manfred, how would you address this?
Well, the first thing I'd look at is maybe starting some of these northern teams down south a little bit, if we're going to play early. And try to get to the good weather rather than, you know, some of these games that were going on. We were laughing because it was Houston and Texas playing each other. And I'm going, well, that's pretty good weather down there.
Yeah.
Maybe we could go, two of our teams could go down there and play against those guys. But the flip side of that is you want to play in your division early because you might have rainouts and they come back a couple of times. It makes it easier to reschedule. So there's all kinds of stuff that goes into it. I would never want their job of scheduling, but we've always laughed about it, why we don't start south and where there's better weather.
Would managers and players be open to schedule doubleheaders with the guarantee of an off day the day after?
I would have no problem with that. I've always said that to get more off days. We have those times during the course of the year where we're going to play 18 games in a row, and you would like, you know, not ever have to get through that. I think the limit is you can do is like 21 or 22 games without a day off. And that's as far as they'll let it go. I think it's somewhere like that. I'm not sure. I've been out a couple of years. I haven't checked it. But I know there's a number. And you know what? I think a scheduled double hitter, you know, I agree with Ernie Banks. Let's play two,
yeah,
and have more days off. I wouldn't have a problem with that at all.
On Machado's home run yesterday, I was reading that Miggy and Victor were in the clubhouse. Miggy was having coffee, and Candelario was in the cage.
That sounds like a kangaroo court find to me.
Yeah, I mean, they couldn't run out on the field. Do you remember in your career ever missing a walk-off home run?
Well, you know, as a manager, yes, I got kicked out about 80 times, so I missed plenty of walk-offs. So. But as a player, no. No, I was always out on the bench. I didn't have anywhere to go. I was a futility infielder.
Never heard that one. Today, Alex Cobb and Jordan Zimmermann, obviously the first start for Jay-Z since what happened in Cleveland last week. Any side effects? I mean, this is almost miraculous. I thought for sure we're looking at a DL stint, maybe the 10-day just as a precaution. But he seemed like he was fine after that game. I mean, I assume you've obviously checked in with him since then, and you see him every single day, but do you figure he's just going to be the same guy when he goes out there today?
He's ready to go, and only time will tell. I mean, you know, you get hit like that, yeah, you got to think about it. And, you know, you got to try to block it out and all those things. But I think every pitcher knows that that's a possibility. They got a chance to take a line drive the way the ball goes back up the middle. And, you know, he's been hit a couple of times. From the first time, he said he got metal plates in his jaw, and lucky he got hit there again. So he was kidding about it, but it's a serious moment. And I guess, you know, we'll just have to wait and see how he does out there. Hopefully everything will be fine. He seems fine, and he's game on, ready to go.
Finally, was there anybody in the dugout yesterday who tried to get a pool or a lottery to actually try to count how many fans there were at the game yesterday afternoon?
Yeah, all I know is the ones that were there were right around the dugout, and it was pretty entertaining. I heard, you know, you get to hear everybody, and it's honestly, with this time, I mean, you hear everything that's said, which is pretty entertaining too, but it's one of those games where the old statement is in the dugout is everybody gets a foul ball today. So there you have it.
Hey, Ron, thanks for the time. As always, good luck today, and we will talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Ron Gardenhire, Tiger manager, joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.